I am Daniel Fuller from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our weekly yearly cycle updates, where today we're talking about touch no unclean thing. Touch no unclean thing. We're in this time of the year right now. We're coming up into a very important time of the year on God's calendar. On September 6th, the evening of September 6th, we start the Feast of Trumpets, or also known as Rosh Hashanah, which starts what's called the 10 days of awe. These are the 10 days that lead up to the Day of Atonement. Now, the Day of Atonement in the Jewish culture was the holiest day of the year. It was the one day when the high priest could enter into the Holy of Holies to make atonement for the sins of the people for the year. So one day he could go into that. And a lot of special precautions had to be taken. And so in these 10 days of awe, these are 10 days to get everything righted. Think of it like a deadline for the year where everything had to be righted before that deadline. And so the people would be taking a lot of special precautions to forgive, to reconcile relationships, to give to charity, to get everything righted that they could. And part of that, I think, is this concept of touch no unclean thing. They didn't want to be defiled before they got to the Day of Atonement. This is actually a scripture talking about touch no unclean thing that's repeated in the New Testament for us. We'll talk about what that means for us today. But this important time of the year coming up with the 10 days of awe are coming up starting the evening of September 6th. So usually on Rosh Hashanah, Feast of Trumpets, there's a tradition where they typically eat apples with honey to symbolize that it's going to be a sweet new year. Because that's like New Year's Eve in the Jewish culture. They eat apples with honey, and then we typically go into the 10 days of awe after that. Think of awe. When I think of awe, one of the first things that comes to mind is the fear of the Lord. Awe, reverence, honor, respect, submitting to God, reverent submission to Him, where we touch no unclean. And I think one of the things we're going to talk about, one of the most important areas to touch no unclean thing is in our mind. In our mind, where we're not going to touch those unclean thoughts, where we begin to meditate and we begin to worry about the problems, where we begin to roll those problems over in our mind. We roll them over to God, and then we don't touch them again. That's one of the most important concepts I think we're going to go over today. But let's get started with prayer. We've been praying a new prayer lately on our weekly, yearly cycle updates that we normally do in our daily communions. We've been praying this prayer from Ephesians chapter 3, starting in verse 16. So, Father, we just thank you. We thank you for this time here together. And Father, I just pray for everybody who's watching or listening and everybody connected to them. And I just thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father, for your grace. I thank you for releasing us from darkness and transferring us into the light. And I just pray that out of your glorious riches, you would strengthen us with power through your Spirit in our inner beings so that Christ would dwell in our hearts through faith. And I pray that we would be rooted and established in love and may have power together with all the Lord's people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that we would be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to you, God, who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to your power that is at work within us. To you be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. So let's take a look at a couple scriptures on touch no unclean thing. So Isaiah 52:11 says, "Depart, depart, go out from there. Touch no unclean thing. Come out from it and be pure, you who carry the articles of the Lord's house." So where is God's house now? We are God's house. We are God's temple. This verse is relevant for us. Depart, go out from there. Touch no unclean thing. Come out from it and be pure, those who carry the articles of the Lord's house. Then 2 Corinthians chapter 6, the last two verses, 17 and 18, and then you add on as well chapter 7, verse 1. It says this, "Therefore, come out from them and be separate, says the Lord. Touch no unclean thing, and I will receive you, and I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord." And this is chapter 7. "Therefore, Since we have these promises, dear friends, let us purify ourselves from everything that contaminates body and spirit, perfecting holiness out of reverence for God. Notice reverence for God. That's awe for God. That's the fear of the Lord. Reverence, awe, reverent submission. What are we doing? We're purifying ourselves. We're touching no unclean thing out of reverence for God. Now we're going to see an example of it here. This is Daniel chapter 1. So Daniel and his friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, are being offered the king's food. But and one of the things you're going to see in the story, they go through a 10-day period. We just talked about there's this period of the 10 days of awe. One of the things I believe to be true is that the reason why Daniel did not want to eat this unkosher food, so the food that they were offering these Jewish young men, was unkosher food. It was unclean food to them. And I believe the reason why he didn't want to eat the food, especially at this time, is because it was coming up, these 10 days of awe. He did not want to be unclean for the Day of Atonement. It says, but Daniel resolved not to defile himself with the royal foods. He was going to touch no unclean thing. And with the wine. And he asked the chief official for permission not to defile himself in this way. Now God had caused the official to show favor and compassion to Daniel. But the official told Daniel, I'm afraid of my lord the king, who has assigned your food and drink. So the king has assigned these young men their portion of food to eat. Why should he see you looking worse than the other men your age? The king would then have my head because of you. So Daniel then said to the guard whom the chief official had appointed over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, please test your servants for 10 days. Notice 10 days. I believe this is the 10 days of awe, the 10 days from the Feast of Trumpets or Rosh Hashanah to the Day of Atonement, which is Yom Kippur, which is coming up September 6th of this year. Starts the evening of September 6th to the evening of September 16th. He says, give us nothing to eat but vegetables and water to drink. Give us nothing but vegetables to eat and water to drink. Test your servants for 10 days with this. Then compare our appearance with that of the young men who eat the royal food and treat your servants in accordance with what you see. So he agreed to this and tested them for 10 days. At the end of the 10 days, they looked healthier and better nourished than any of the young men who ate the royal food. This is Daniel chapter 1. So we've got this time coming up. So we've got a series of things in our program, The Abundant Life Blueprint, that we typically do during this 10-day period called the 10 Days of Awe. So the first thing is mental conditioning. Mental conditioning, touching no unclean thing in your mind. I think this is the most important aspect, touching no unclean thing with your mind. When you begin, you got to catch yourself. When you begin to catch yourself meditating and dwelling on the problems, the issues that you're having in life, you got to let those things go. You got to not touch those in your mind. Recently, in one of our partner Zooms inside the Abundant Life Blueprint, we talked about the importance of rolling over the pressures of life onto God. But then you got to not take them back. You got to not touch them anymore in your mind. Don't touch them. Think of them as unclean to you. Don't touch those thoughts anymore. One of the most important areas we got to get right. Don't touch those thoughts anymore. There are some thoughts that you are not supposed to touch. And one of the most important ones to watch out for is thoughts of self-pity. Feeling bad for yourself because you're not seeing things happening just yet. Feeling bad for yourself because you don't have something yet. Feeling bad for yourself because someone didn't do for you what you think they should do for you. Or they did something to you that you think you didn't deserve. Feeling bad for yourself is one of the most unclean thoughts that we got to watch out for. That idea of self-pity, feeling bad. Oh, they didn't do that for me. What is that self-pity? It's getting your mind on yourself. That's an unclean thought. And we got to begin to watch out for that. So 10 days, mental conditioning. Paying attention to what you're thinking about and casting those thoughts down. Getting rid of them immediately. Learning this. This is a practice. This is a habit that we develop. We all have mental and thought patterns and habits. And developing this thought patterns where when we recognize these unclean thoughts, we cast them down immediately. Now, these 10 days of awe, this is also a time when we should be taking action. This is a reminder. The trumpet is a wake-up call, reminder. There's something to do. We've got some good works to walk in. So it should be a time of taking action, doing the things that you know to do. We talk about that often. Doing the things that you know to do, executing them the right way with peace and joy and cheerfulness and confidence in God that He's there with you to help you execute these things. And so taking action on these things. What do you know to do? Often we get these things building up and stacking up on the inside of us that we know to do, but we're procrastinating on them. Might be things in your conscience, might be things that you know to do. And they start piling up on the inside. What happens? They block your mental clarity. They block your ability to hear clearly from God. And as you begin clearing these things out day by day, day by day, day by day, your clarity begins to elevate and go up and up and up and up. Now, this is the way we should be living all the time. But we have an annual reminder of it in God's yearly cycle every year. Now, the other part of this that I typically do is when I first began to see this, I began to implement what Daniel did. I began to do a 10-day Daniel fast every year from the Feast of Trumpets, so starting the evening of September 6th this year in 2021, going to the evening of September 16th. Now, the last day of that, the 10th day, is the Day of Atonement, which is a total fast with no food or water on that 10th day. But for 10 days, I eat only things that can be grown from a seed. So in this example here, he says vegetables, but you look up the Hebrew word, it's things that could be grown from a seed. So fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, whole grains, things like that. And I drink only water, 10 days. Now, one of the most important things I've learned about this Daniel fast is relying on God's grace to do it. If you try to do it out of your own strength and willpower, it can feel pretty grueling. But if you roll that over to God and say, God, and don't do it because I do it. This is something you should pray about and seek God if it's something that He wants you to do. And if you decide this is something that God wants you to do, then roll the pressure over of it onto Him. Say, hey, you want me to do this? You're going to have to help me sustain this. And let His grace flow through you to equip you and to empower you to do this in His strength, not your own. And when you do that, it becomes easy and effortless. It's no problem. And so I go through these 10 days of Daniel fast, and the goal is we get to this Day of Atonement. If you look in the Old Testament and the scriptures about the Day of Atonement, it says one of the things that would happen is the people would be clean. The people would be clean. So what are we doing in these 10 days? Taking high levels of action on whatever you know to do. Have it so there's nothing stacked up on the inside of you by the time you get to the Day of Atonement. That's the way we should be living all the time, but we have an annual reminder of it just in case. Touch no unclean thing in your mind, casting down those thoughts immediately. And then we also typically do 10-day Daniel fast. So we're going to be taking communion over this, asking for God's help, because on our own, this is very hard to do. We're going to be asking for His help and just receiving His grace and help in this. And also, I'm going to be attaching on the written versions of this one, I'm going to be attaching a document that has a guide that will walk you through everything that we typically do in this 10-day period of the 10 days of awe. But Heavenly Father, we just thank You that I don't know that we can do this on our own, but You are there with us to help us, to guide us, to lead us. And we're just asking for Your help on this, Father. You've given us this promise, this commandment to touch no unclean thing. And we're asking for Your help to be able to do that the way You want it to be done, out of just awe and reverence for You. We just thank You for Your steadfast, unfailing love for us, Lord, that nothing is impossible with You, and that You loved us so much, You were willing to send Your one and only Son to die for us, that we would have life. If You would do that, how would You not freely give us all things? Including just this ability to just have a clean life, to be separate, to be clean, separated and dedicated to You, Lord. Not that we can do it in our own strength, but nothing is impossible for You. Father, we just thank You that on the night Jesus was betrayed, He took the bread and said, "This is My body broken for You. do this in remembrance of me. And they said to them, take it, receive it. The God is with you and he's for you. He wants to help you walk this out. You're going to get to this Day of Atonement and you are just going to feel this level of, I don't even know how to describe it. I had one of my friends that took, went through this with me 1 year, and I called him on the Day of Atonement at the end of it. And I said, how do you feel? He said, I just feel clean. Inside and out, I feel clean. Father, we just thank you for that. We thank you for this bread and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, this is the cup of the new covenant in my blood poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many. It's that forgiveness of sins that releases us from darkness, transfers us into the light, where we can have this covenant relationship with God, where he's with us, he'll for us, he'll never leave us or forsake us. He always gives us the victory in Christ. He made us to be more than conquerors, to be overcomers. He's right there with us, doing life with us. Father, we just thank you for this relationship with you, that we can know you. We can grow in our knowledge of you day by day, growing in that for eternity. And Jesus said that that is life, that is eternal life, to know you and to know Jesus Christ, whom you sent. We thank you for that. We ask you to bless this cup in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. All right. So now it's simply about walking it out. Like I said, I'm attaching a guide for the Daniel fast for these 10 days of awe onto this video. This is something I would recommend pray about. See if it's something you feel God is leading you to do. If so, roll that pressure over of it onto him. And just begin to take the first step. And he'll be with you along the way. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.